All kinds of insulators. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the laws of the Rambam Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hey.
Still there, right?
Chapter 12, Law 5. With Hashem's help, we can learn tonight and Wednesday, and we can finish the Perek and finish the Sefer Mada with Hashem's help. And a number of people who usually ask a lot of questions aren't here today.
We love questions, but
I right this week I have a love to want to finish this. Because I may be going out of town next week. I don't know yet. So I really want to finish this. Halacha hey. We remember we're discussing the idea of not the prohibition of cutting off the peos harosh, the corners by the ears of the hair. So we say like this, even though a woman is permitted to cut her sideburns, she is forbidden to shave a man's peos. However, if she does, she will not be lashed, because since she is not in that category of the prohibition, so therefore it's only rabbinically prohibited for her to do it, so she won't get lashed. However, even a young child, also legaleich lopeya, you can't cut his hair because a child as well is included in the prohibition. Vav, upeya zusha manichim batzeda, this peya they have to leave on the side. Lo nasu b'chamim shir, the rabbis didn't give a specific measure of how much hair you have to leave. V'shamanu mizakenenu, and we heard from our rabbis, sheinu maniach pachos me'arboim saros, you can't leave less than 40 hairs. All right.
Whoa.
So the width can't be less than 40 hairs. And in one of his responses, the Rambam writes that that's about the size of a thumb. That's about the area the size of a thumb. You have to leave that area. So go try to resolve those two shiurim. But that's how much. Umutar lelakeit hapeos b'misparayim. But you're allowed to cut the peos with scissors. Because lo nesar ella hashchasa betar. The only thing that was prohibited was destruction with a razor, as which we will learn from the next mitzvah that's coming up very shortly, of shaving your face. Where there, it clearly talks about that you can't do with a razor, and we'll learn that the same will apply to your peis. That's what it says. We learned the whole exactly why how you can't do it for the sideburns. We learn it from the beard, and since it says in the same pasuk, "Lo sakifu basro shechem," you can't cut off the edges of your head, meaning the peis. Then it says, "Lo sashchis es pasakon," you can't destroy your beard. So just like you can't destroy your beard, you can't destroy the peis, and that's the prohibited way of you're not allowed to do it. So, what else? There's something else over here. So, in the footnotes here it says, in one of his tshuvas, the Rambam writes that he would trim the corners of his head. And he says this is not convenient compared to a nazir. Now, a nazir can't cut it no matter what, because by a nazir you gotta leave the hair on. But there's a different issue here. However, many Jewish communities, the custom is to allow the hair to grow, the peis, because since the removal is a Torah violation under certain circumstances, so therefore keeping it on is a sense of Jewish identity. Again, even though it's not an aveira to cut your peis with a scissors, right? But as they say in Yiddish, you have to cook tzachos v'ayid. You have to look like a Jew. You know, a Jew is a person who has payas. That's all. But the prohibition is only with a razor. Shitaka just took a... now again, we have to know, if you took a scissors and clipped all around, it would not be technically prohibited.
We have the rules there. They have from Lakewood, they have all the...
Yeah, but that's only with a razor.
But even right. They say there's a certain minimum length that your payas have to be. They say
the
you
Rambam
can't be less
saying
than
this,
a quarter of an inch.
I understand, but it's only Osir Hashchasa Betar, says the Rambam.
Okay.
So, in terms of the rules of Lakewood, does that mean you are allowed to shave with a razor to a certain extent, but just certain
But the problem is, we don't, you'll see in a minute, we don't know with definitiveness exactly where the different points are. It's machloikasim, what the lower jaw point is, what the upper jaw point is.
I think what Howard's asking, can you not shave to the skin, but shave, let's say, leave your beard like an inch long or three quarters of an inch.
And use a razor for that?
Yeah.
No, it's like not that. What he was saying. So that's the way I thought it was.
The part that I want to clean up with the razor
say
is
the
down,
neck,
here.
Down here.
You do that with a razor?
Again, whenever you have a razor, you're asking for trouble. Yeah. That's all.
Use an electric.
Once the razor's in the hand of a non-Jewish barber, they'll do you lots of favors. Right? They will. They'll do you favors. Oh, I already had it. I figured I'd trim up over here, too, you know.
Yeah, but I'm myself.
And most of us are half asleep.
Before Shabbos, because the hairs get caught in my collar.
So use a shaver.
It just makes a mess for me. I try. It doesn't work too well. But can you
get a razor clippers, a barber clippers. It's amazing. It works all the time for me. It
shaves my skin. But
and a razor doesn't.
No. You get these new technologies. These things are
again, technically, like again, technically, you could do the bottom area. But you see, once you're going to come around here already, it's getting close. You're getting close. Once you got the razor here, you're less than an inch away from explosive zone.
What is the explosive zone?
Again, we're not exactly somewhere at the lower jawbone.
Yeah.
But you know,
it's a machlokes.
Once you start moving up there, you know, even when you just slip, sometimes you just do a slip, you know. You know, the greatest fear I have when I trim my beard with the clippers, what is just go whoop and you dip it and take a chunk right out of a nice patch, you know? So I'm just saying it happens, you know, your hand just, you know, skips.
Anyways,
somebody calls you, you go, yeah, you know?
So it have the number three thing? Or number
no, that's fine, but I'm saying he wants to use a razor.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
With a razor, it's a major problem, so.
But there's no issue with just trimming your beard like this way with a razor, right? On the beard itself, just to clean.
But again, what if you can make mistakes. Like,
how could you be so careful that you didn't cut too deep?
No, you're just trimming the hairs that are sticking out on there.
I would not advise it. I'm not going to say it's prohibited, but I would strongly not advise it.
Do you get this all from a razor?
Yeah. What
you're doing? I use a trimmer. I have a barber's trimmer. Right, I have two. I got my regular electric shaver, and I use a barber's trimmer. With an adjustable
thing.
I just...
There you go.
Like on Wednesday, I'm going to take it, just go whoop, 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 whoop.
So what do you use the razor?
Like for over here to make it smooth. You know, that already to make it clean. I'm finished over here,
then
I do the electric razor, and I clean it up really good over here.
Yeah.
So with the electric works like a gem.
So you're using the extension that pops up.
No. I have a regular barber's clippers.
Trimmer.
A trimmer.
Scissors.
No,
it's an electric thing. It has to.
What does the barber use?
The barber,
you know, the big long thing.
Yeah,
you know.
So that's better than one of those beard trimmers you can buy at the store.
I don't know, but this one I have one. So
that is a beard trimmer, basically.
Yeah, but it's like a professional one.
Yeah, so it's.
So, but you can get little kits where they have a nose hair trimmer.
Yeah,
so fine. That works.
Can you trim your nose hair or something?
There's no problems with trimming your nose.
There's no corners of the pace in your nose.
There's no prohibition with nose.
I wouldn't use a razor.
Not a problem.
This is a physician I would highly not recommend. It's like doing sort of a sigmoidoscope with a razor.
Okay, Zayin. Now, we've left the pales harosh. Now I go to the pas hazakan, the beard. Derech kohan, again, the Rambam is lishitoso. Derech kohanei ovdei kochavim hoyu lahashkoson. The way of idolatrous priests was to destroy their beards. Okay? And for them it was considered an adornment. Okay? And that's the way they adorned themselves. Lefikach, therefore, asra Torah lahashkoson. Therefore, the Torah says you can't cut your beard. Now remember, of course it's a chok, but the Rambam is giving you an additional reason. Now, v'chamish peyesh yeshbo, there are five corners to the beard. L'chi ha'elyon, the upper cheek. L'chi ha'tachton, and the lower cheek bone. Miyamin on the right side, that's two. V'chem bismon on the left side, that's another two. V'shibolas ha'zokon, and the hair on the chin. So that makes five. Right? Now the problem is, since we don't know, there's so many different machlokes, and remember we learned in Makkos, there's so many different opinions. Therefore, the Shulchan says, anyone who is a Yorei Shemaim should fulfill all the opinions and not shave any portion of his beard with a razor.
That's the Shulchan Aruch.
That's the Shulchan Aruch. Because we don't know exactly machlokes what it is.
That's not beard down here, that's not.
Howard, any portion he said.
Okay, any, but okay, I'm just, you've been warned. Okay, now, how many lashes can you get for this one? Valaikal kol peyoping, it lasts for each of the 5 points. Because it doesn't say, don't destroy your beard. It says, don't destroy the corners of the beard. And since there are 5 corners to the beard, you can get lashed 5 times. Mm-hmm. You don't get any, you haven't transgressed, unless you do it with a razor. You shall not destroy the corners of your beard. And it means, giluach, a shaving, shiesh bershchaz, it has destruction, meaning totally uprooting it via a razor. Lafigal, therefore, in gilach skunvisraim, what if you shave your beard with a clippers? Patur. You will not get punished. Because scissors do not destroy the beard hairs like a razor would. It doesn't go to the roots. Now, when Rambam says putter, it's a machlokas in the Makamers. What does he mean when it says putter? When you say putter, it means avol aser. Now, the Kesef Mishnah says no. It's putter and mamish mutter lechatchila, says the Kesef Mishnah. However, others say that it's still forbidden, but you don't get punished for it. So it's a machlokas in that area. However, other Meforshim, the Minchas Chinuch and others, say the mere fact that it mentioned that non-Jewish priests remove their facial hair, so what would it matter how you remove it? You still look like a galach. You understand? According to that svara of the Rambam, what does it matter how you get it off? If it's a clean, smooth face. Other Meforshim say that you'd be forbidden to move the hair because it falls into the prohibition of man shouldn't adorn himself like a woman. Right? And women have smooth faces. Okay, I want to have a smooth face like a woman. It could be under that prohibition there. And again, it wouldn't matter how you do it, according to those opinions.
Because of Mishnah is
Beis Yosef, right? Yeah. So therefore, many poskim have explained it. And besides all these points, again, same idea. Growing a beard has been accepted as a sign of a person who's a Yarish Shemayim and is meticulous in his midst of observance. And therefore, if you want to be viewed as such, you wouldn't do it even if you're not using a razor. And that's why the Hasidim, they don't do it.
They don't shave at all. No, nothing.
But again, so a scissors clearly would be allowed. The question is, and we're not going to go into this again, the electric razors, many of them are so sharp that they are like a razor, and therefore they would also be prohibited. And it's a big machlokas if there are any shavers that fit the criteria of not being a razor. Some you can rely on, but many say not to. So therefore, you know, that's what he says. And what do you got over there? Anything exciting? Is there anything about the razors?
Or
the,
no.
The scissors?
I see the edges is in because
the
hair must be
as well as a razor. A razor, which cuts the hair of the beard, a razor like manner. There's no instance, however, on how closely the hair that it may be cut, as long as one uses a kosher shaver.
A kosher shaver is when it doesn't lift and cut, right?
Right.
If you go to the Korean guy here, the promenade, he knows which are the kosher razors.
No, yeah, it's an entire area must be at least a quarter of an inch long.
Yeah.
Is it?
Seems from here that it's even with a shaver, you have to still leave something.
Yeah.
From the Rambam, it appears only it's a problem if you've, again, it could say same thing, pater avalosser, even according to the. Certainly Polskim who would suggest why you should even not use a scissors to totally cut it off completely. All right, and that's Jewish people. They always go with payas. They always leave payas. Now, with beards already, there's more leniencies. Okay, Ches. How about the mustache? Hasafam mutar galach batar. You may cut the mustache with a razor. Vuaser shavgav hasafal yana. That's the hair on top of the upper lip. And also the hair that's dangling out from below, the lower lip, this part. In other words, you got the lower lip, you got this part, and then you got the chin. Right? The chin is for sure usser. But you got this part over here, which is dangling out over there. You could cut that as well. Even though it's allowed, well, so the custom is the Jews do not cut that either. It's going on the mustache. Ella, yigaleach sas, you only cut a little bit. Actually, yakav achil shizis, so it shouldn't disturb your ability to eat. Right? And again, even not with a razor, but only with a scissors as well. Just to the point where it doesn't disturb your ability to eat.
I never knew that mustache.
And there's other poskim who strongly object to the shaving even the mustache. He brings the Rach and says that the corners of the mustache begin the lower corners of the beard. So that could be a problem. And others say that remove your mustache is, again, being like a non-Jew or like a woman, etc., etc. Again, there's lenient opinions that you can rely on if you don't want to have a mustache. But again, generally speaking, very God-fearing individuals will keep the mustache as well as the beard and the pace. So, all right, but I don't see anywhere in the Rambam you have to have the hanging pace.
That's right.
That's how P.
Hasidus. Now, the Arizal didn't. Arizal didn't have a Pais.
But,
neither does Chabad. Chabad does not have Pais, but all the other Hasidim do.
Okay, so it's based on other Kabbalistic notions.
So is there any problem with shaving a design into your face? You know how they have these like swashbuckling beards, you know, where
shouldn't be like a goy. Just said like Errol Flynn.
Whatever.
So you don't want to be like Errol Flynn.
Like nobody looks like Errol Flynn. In the 1920s people don't remember that, but I'm you know,
Raleigh fingers.
Well, nowadays you've got the pirates of the whatever Caribbean or something. You know, these guys with
We don't want to follow. We don't want to have the hairstyles.
What
like
do you do, like a menorah?
But a goatee. I don't think it nowadays it's necessarily associated with non-Jews having a goatee. See, lots of Jews wearing a goatee that you know, it's just a stylish thing.
Come back to who determined the style, Howard? Probably a very firm religious Jew in Mea Shearim, right? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not saying you're a sinner for doing it. And again, you know, if you're leaving this area, I mean, you know, you'd have one whom to rely on. You'd have one whom to rely on. Okay, Tess. Now, how about removing hair from the rest of your body now? What do you remove hair? The other parts of your body could go on base a shefi, your armpits, or base a erfa, or in the lower area. Eino osur min haTorah. That is not prohibited from the Torah. Elam divrei sofrim, but rabbinically it is prohibited, because that again would be appearing to adorn yourself like a woman, and a man should not adorn himself like a woman, even if he removes that hair with scissors.
What about waxing? That's the big thing nowadays. Guys go in and get waxed.
That's not allowed.
How would I even know
like a woman, yeah. Let me tell you something. I hire these guys, and they're 20 years old, and they all get themselves waxed. It's the craziest thing.
Anyway, let's keep reading. We'll see.
Can you do that?
Let's read on. Can I read a little more? Vamaviro, and someone who removes those hairs we just mentioned, Makinoso Makas Martis, we give him rabbinic lashes. Now, Bamed, when do we say this? When only women remove these hairs, when the custom is women certainly cut their armpits and other hairs in private areas, but so if you're going to do it like that, you shouldn't adorn yourself the way a woman does. That's when it's a problem.
Okay.
But if everybody, if the custom is, everybody removes it. If you remove it, ain't mocking him, so he doesn't get lashed, because it doesn't show that it's distinctly like a woman. This is the opinion of Sreira Gaon that's brought in the Ran. And even though the Rambam says we don't lash him, it appears it's still not a thing to do.
Wow.
He says you don't lash him, but it's still not a proper thing to do.
Since when are we lenient because of what people generally do? Normally
because you're not trying to. Some things could be just everybody does it.
It's a fact.
You know, certain things. You're in a generation where women do this and men do that. So now, why are you doing it like to be like the women? Then you're being like a woman. If there's like no real rule, everybody just does it. It's just always been done that way.
So when I was talking about waxing, the men are waxing their chest and the back and their back. Taking the hairs off the front and the back.
So, hold on. Let's just read a little more. Just give me a little. Can I just talk for 2 more minutes? And I'll take your question. I just want to finish this idea. One second. Now, the Rama argues on this last point, and he says men can remove, if everybody removes the hair, the Rama says that everybody, the man can remove it as well. Even from the Rama, it appears you'd get, it would still be not allowed, but the Rama seems to say it could be done. And certainly when there's medical reasons to remove it, then certainly even the stringent opinions would be allowed. Let's just do one more line, and it might have relevance to your question, Howard. Last line, Umutar lahavir sa'ar shar avorim v'misparayim. You can remove other parts of hair, parts of your body, b'misparayim b'chol makom, with scissors in any other part of your body, even if it's not the custom of men to remove that hair. And then he brings down from the Gaonim, he says, someone who removes all his hair from the head to his feet, then he can even, for that matter, remove his armpit hair and all the other hairs, because that is not called beauty, but it's making himself look disgusting. So, if you want to remove all your hair, if a man removes all his hair, he's disgusting.
He's an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah, that's just disgusting. So, it's good to swim, but not to look like a normal person. So therefore, it would appear that if a person wants to wax his whole body, he's free to make himself look disgusting.
Was that a Nazir?
You wouldn't get lashed for it.
Moshe shaved the Aaron and all the, you know, before.
That was a special mitzvah for the ladies to inaugurate them. That was a special thing. It's not to be done all the time. Just for the inauguration, just like a Nazir gets shaved. But it's not common practice in the context of a mitzvah. So therefore, if it asks me, you know, can the guy wax his whole body? I'd say it's not a smart thing to do. It's not the most spiritual thing, not a Jewish thing to do. But we wouldn't lash him for it. And if he wants to look, you know, in the eyes of halachas and the ugly looking fellow, then let him. That's all there is to it. Same thing with ladies letting the nails grow long. The Rashi says, what is the woman, the captive woman, right? In Parshas Kisei, say, what do we let her nails grow long? Why? So she'll look disgusting in front of the husband. So long nails is a disgusting thing. That's why Chazal understand it. Okay, in this world today, every disgusting thing becomes a style. Right? People wear purple hair. That hair purple, oh, it's gewaltic, right? Where it's frankly disgusting. So it's the same idea. So if you want to do it, Howard, if you've got your heart set on doing it, we will not will not lash you for it.
I can see it's
no model.
Your whole body, Howard.
When I was in high school, this was a regular thing for swimming. The swimmers would shape them completely.
I understand.
And in order
Jewish life isn't to spend your whole hours being the fastest swimmer in the world, right? We have to swim through the Talmud. That's what we have to do.
It was only for practical purposes, not for any looks whatsoever.
But I understand, but it's not. A Jew isn't made for these kinds of things, right? Our,
I don't want
Jews not made to be an Olympic swimmer. Okay,
good. It's often
painful.
In places where it's customary for both men and women, are they saying within the Jewish community it's customary, or within the general? Because usually we don't do the customs of the non-Jews.
Again, this thing, is it a custom of the non-Jews? Or that's just the way people do things. It doesn't have to be necessary.
It's a custom amongst the Jews.
He doesn't seem to make a distinction between Jews and non-Jews. Saying it's just, if this place, that's the way they normally do it. For whatever. Maybe it might be for practical reasons. Because the weather they have or whatever. But if that, in other words, the main problem is being cross-gender dressing or beautifying is when women are like this and men are like this. Okay, so now if you're from the men, why are you doing like the women? But if it happens to be that everybody, it's just the natural way, everybody dresses this way. In this particular way, everybody's the same in this way. So then you're not doing anything specifically woman gender-like or men gender-like. It's neutral.
But if it's more common in society for women to wear pants than to wear skirts or dresses, and you have pants that are baggy and not form-fitting, can women wear those?
That's another issue. That's already tznius issues.
No, I'm saying the tznius is that they're not.
Okay, there's tight. Different. There's, no, that's not the only tznius issue. Being able to see a woman's form of her two legs separated is also a tznius issue. It's also a tznius issue. Right? If she wears a dress on top of her pants, it's a freezing cold. It's like 50 below. And you know, pantyhose isn't going to cut it in the middle of the winter. So if she wears, those
leggings,
but on top of that's a dress, that's a different story. But just to wear pants is not sneistic. You know, the famous tshuva from Avadya Yossi that was misquoted terribly, they said, is it okay for women to wear pants? So he said, if the only other option is if a woman wears tight-fitting short miniskirts, then pants are better. So from that they said, Rav Avadya says pants are okay.
Oh boy.
He's saying if you have that between a tight-fitting short miniskirt or pants, so pants are convinced better. But it doesn't mean that it's mutter. Same thing. No reliable poskim will say women can wear pants. It's still not sneistic. It's not sneistic for women to wear pants. But if a woman wears pants, doesn't mean a man can't wear pants. Right? So that wouldn't be an issue.
What about culottes?
Okay, let's move on. Yud. Next. Lo, I got to do at least one more halakha and stay on tax, on track. Now, lo sadeh isha adeh ha'ish, a woman cannot adorn herself with men's adornments, whatever things that men adore them with. And also, he's going to say, kigal, for example, shetasim barosha mitznefes akova, for her to put a turban or a hat on. I mean, I guess a men's style. I guess in those days, the men wore turbans and the women didn't. Right? It was a distinctive man's headdress. Okay. O shetilbash sirion, or she shouldn't wear armor, because men wear armor. That's a man's, you know, in the Wild West, you know, every man had a gun. That was the way it was, right? So that's men's thing. Okay, so similar things. Or, oh, she tekaleach rosha of ka'ish. She shouldn't shave her hair like a man. Right? You know, with these crew cuts. A woman going with a crew cut, you know. You can't do that. The reverse. Lo yada ish ada ish. A man shouldn't adorn himself like a woman. Kigon shil bash big de tzivonim v'chalizov. He shouldn't wear colorful clothes. Women wear colorful clothes. Or golden bracelets. Bimkom shem lov shino soha kelim v'meisimino soha chelo nashim. In a place where only women wear it. I call kamin and gamin. Everything is the way the custom is in the country. Now, ish sha'ada ade isha, a man who wears woman adornments, the isha sha'atza ade isha, and a woman who wears man's adornments, likely to get lashed, because that is definitely an action that is punishable for. Now we'll take it a little further. Hamalaki, tsaras levanas mitoch hashchayres. What if a guy pulls out white hairs from his black hairs, may rosh from his head, or going from his beard? So what happens? Because he wants to look younger. Mishialake sarachas. Once he pulls out one hair, laika we lash him.
Oh boy.
Because he's adorning himself like a woman. A woman is supposed to make herself look youthful. That's the way they it's good for them. Man's not supposed to do that. Similarly, v'chemin tzava sa'ara shachor. And what if he dyes his hair black? Mishiyitzva sar levana achas. Once he dyes one hair black, laika he gets lashed. Okay, there's all kinds of shilas.
For Grecian formula.
What if it's for... Yeah, you shouldn't use it.
That's right.
The only lenience would be unless the person would have could go through psychological trauma to the point that he would be totally, get a meltdown, right? Or there could be leniences for parnosa. If you're trying to get a job, and men in their 50s just can't get jobs. For those who have little bitachon, so there are leniencies for those people.
I don't think this is well known at all that men can't dye their hair. For sure.
So you can help.
It's right there, man.
I know, but I'm just saying.
It's right there. Goodbye with the Grecian.
Yeah.
It's
quite a popular thing.
Go tell it to all your friends. Right?
So is it toupee?
You know how look at the drugstore.
Toupee would be a similar thing.
All the hair dyes for men.
Toupee is where you don't want to be bald.
It's going somewhere.
That's not dying.
Well, I'm asking.
A toupee.
Like a shadow? Is it too much like a shadow?
No, you just don't want to be bald.
So it's all right?
I don't know if that...
I don't see how that's different than dyeing your hair.
No, bald is one thing, but making your hair dyed is another thing. I don't know. I'd have to look into it. But
there's a big section in the drugstore for men dyeing their hair.
Okay, not from our group. Okay, now comes a real catch 22 here, and really, I don't have a clear shot on this Rambam because I don't really see how the Rambam gets out of this issue. Let's go back to our tum-tum and androgynos. Oh, remember the ones that you can't tell if it's male or female. Mm-hmm. One of those we don't know.
One is ambiguous genitalia, and the other one's a hermaphrodite.
Thank you. Okay. Good. I need you, Martin. You're good. I can't even repeat the words. But anyway, so we're not sure of that. So remember what we said before. You have to give them they have to have the restrictions of a man and a woman. Right, they can't do what's specifically woman, specifically man. Remember, so now the question is like this: so how do you dress?
Yeah, because they can't.
I mean, you got to dress one way or the other, man. That's the problem. I don't see how it totally gets resolved. The Rambam's trying to resolve the problem, but I don't think it's totally resolved. He said, for example, Eino Otev Keisha, he can't wrap himself up like a woman. I think in the Mefarshim says like a certain. The way they cover their head, right? With a veil. Let's for example, like a woman wears a veil. A man doesn't wear a veil, right? So he can't wear a veil. Okay, so it's okay. So he dealt with the veil issue, so to speak. And he can't cut his hair totally off like a man, all the way, a real thin cut. V'masa came, but if he does it, ain't a loka. Why don't we lash him? Let's remember the reason is?
Because we're lenient.
No, you only lash when you're certain they've transgressed, since you're not sure. But again, I mean, how does he deal with all the issues? I mean, there's a lot of issues here. So, can he wear a hat like a man? No, he can't wear a hat like a man, not a veil like a woman, so I guess he just shouldn't wear any hats.
And everybody knows he's a tumtum all of a sudden.
Well, that's fine. They could know that. So I tell you, how should he cut his hair? Mm. Well, I guess he can't let it have long hair like a woman, but he can't have it short like a man.
So it's a tumtum cut.
So it has it like in between.
It's a tumtum cut.
Just that, like, what kind? So let's say if men wear dresses, I mean, women wear dresses, and men wear pants. So what does he wear?
A toga.
What does he wear?
He wears pants with a dress over top.
Culottes.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
That's a dress.
He can't do that. I'm just saying, like, what does he wear? Yeah. I don't know what to do. Okay. So you say he shouldn't wear jewelry. Because that way you're machber both ways. Because maybe women wear jewelry. So don't wear jewelry. And a lot of ways you can get out of it. But I still don't know what he wears.
He's not going out of the house.
There would have to be some kind of garment that both men and women always wore without any gender specification. Maybe in the times when they wore togas. Maybe men and women both wore togas. It's possible. But nowadays, if you have a tumtum, you know, I don't know what they would wear. So I don't have an answer to that question.
And
I'm, you know, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we're almost there. We're going to resume on Wednesday. And Wednesday, we don't stop till I finish the parable.
It's
about the same amount we did today. It's about the same amount. There's another six halachas. So, Mirtz Hashem. And someone will bring something to make a l'chaim.
Yeah.